You are listening to the audio production of Fierce Wholeness, Finding Myself After Childhood Emotional Trauma by Robin Mead, published by Redemption Press. This book is read by the author. Introduction. Personal Landscape. I did not think much of my story of healing until I started sharing it with others. Being marginalized to the point of having your personhood stolen is a subtle process, much like erosion to a floodplain, a landscape that otherwise would have potential for growth and strength and beauty. Pieces of you erode a little at a time, weakening the structure of your personal landscape, until one day, big chunks of you have washed away. The women in my mom's family are petite. At 5'8", my mom was the tallest. She was a size 6 when she and my dad married. I took after my father's side of the family. I'm tall, with broad shoulders, more of a swimmer's build or a linebacker. By the time I was 8, I was 5 feet tall and had to start wearing a bra. By the time I was 11, I was 6 feet tall. Before each growth spurt, my feet would grow a size or two and I'd put on weight. Then once I grew, everything evened out. Somehow, regardless of my height and build, I was expected to fit into a smaller size. Mom clipped on not just about how fat I was, but how my behavior did not measure up, and how all these things embarrassed her and our family. As I grew up, there was an increase in confluence, a steepening of the slope of the floodwater of my mother's anger, magnifying its force of erosion on my sense of self. I had no control over how tall I was or how fast I was growing, but the weight of my mother's unrealistic expectations, flooded regularly by her anger at having unmet expectations, an abrasion, large rocks of gaslighting from my father, as well as boulders of unresolved family conflict, carried in the force of the water, pummeled and wore down the land of my sense of self. Over time, gradient or sideways erosion assaulted the land of my sense of self, because when surreal things happened to me, I could not comprehend them, and I always questioned my reasoning abilities. Lateral erosion occurred as my land succumbed to the lesser waterways of self-doubt, self-logging, and poor relationship choices. Incongruity between myself and my faith joined the main force of an angry river. I had lost sight of who I was and where I was. This book is not about dieting or how a diet helped me lose all my excess weight. This book is about my healing journey from the emotional baggage of my childhood created from growing up in a floodplain. The journey to figuring out and understanding the actual deposition of the river, where it is appropriate or not appropriate for the river to flow, has taken most of my adult life and faith walk. This journey is highly personal. There are some elements in this book that will work for everyone, but the timing for each will differ because each person's circumstance has different needs and may require different responses. Once I understood where the river should flow and where it shouldn't, I tried to improve the drainage to reduce the water levels of anger in the land of my sense of self through setting boundaries. Through trial and error, I was able to set healthy boundaries with every relationship in my life. Once I was able to set strict boundaries with my parents, a dam was built that has permanently prevented my land from being uncontrollably flooded. But there was much more work to be done in rebuilding the strength of my personal land. While building the dam prevented further damage from flooding, internal healing took time and support from a loving community of other believers. Dealing with forgotten pain, things you stuff down just to survive, is serious business. This pain is so ingrained into your life experience that it affects the feelings you have, the decisions you make, your attitude, your reactions. Some pieces are small and easy to work through. Other pieces are enormous, messy, hairy chunks that are intimidating and exhausting to rebuild. To rebuild the structure of my personal land, I had to plant scriptures in my heart, terraces of grass for a strong, solid foundation for my land. With this foundation, I began to internalize who God is and who I am in God's eyes. This led to opportunities to invest in shrubs of self-worth that I could plant to further strengthen my land.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?